Let us come before the triune God in prayer. God of all, through the waters of baptism, you claim people of all races, ethnicities, and languages as your beloved children. Sustain the baptized and increase their faith, that your gospel may be proclaimed throughout the earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of the heavens, your creating spirit animates the universe. We give you thanks for the moon and stars, for the planets and the Milky Way galaxy, and for all the mysteries of the cosmos that remain unknown to us. We pray for all affected by the heat in Western Canada, for the lives lost to heat-associated illnesses, and for the townspeople of Lytton, BC, who not only struggled with the highest temperatures in Canada, but were also ravaged by fast-moving forest fires this week. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of freedom, you have liberated us from sin and death and rescue us from all forms of spiritual, social, and political oppression. Defend us from tyrants in our midst and deliver us from all forms of slavery or corruption. Direct our freedom for works of liberation, reconciliation, and wholeness. As we celebrate Canada Day weekend, may we remember who originally lived on and tended the land. May we acknowledge the harm and trauma that was done to the Indigenous community. May we listen and learn from the past to journey to a reconciled and brighter future where all live together in harmony and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of compassion, you became vulnerable in the person of Jesus Christ in solidarity with the disempowered. Strengthen those who feel faint, give courage to those who fear, and bring wholeness to those in need. We remember today Eddie, Elaine, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Aaliyah, Marianne, Bonnie, Mary, Tilly, Robert, Helen, Vivian, Katie, Esther, Rhonda, Deb, Nicole. The lives and memory of the buried children at residential school sites across Canada, and those we name in the silence of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of holiness, you send us out into the world to proclaim your love. We pray for your outreach ministries. Equip us as to witness and serve our neighbors, trusting that you are beside us in our journey. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give you thanks that in every time and place you call forth prophets who move us towards freedom to eternal life with you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We lift our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your abiding grace. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. I invite you to share the peace with those around you, and if you live alone, give somebody a phone call or send an email, or if you're out on a walk, stop for a chat at a safe distance, of course. We continue on with our thanksgiving for the word. Let us pray. Holy God, our maker, our healer, our teacher, your magnificent creation springs forth from your word. All that has life and breath praises your name. For your word that sustains the earth, we thank you, O God. You sent us, Jesus, your word, to renew the world, He healed the sick, fed the hungry, preached your mercy, and called us to faith. For your word and our Lord Christ, we praise you, O God. Nourish us with the spirit of your word, that we may grow in grace, bearing the fruits of redemption, and sharing your strength and beauty with all of the world. For your word and our lives, we entreat you, O God. Accept our thanksgiving and receive our prayer for the sake of your living word, Jesus our Savior. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the blessing of God, who provides for us, feeds us, and journeys with us, be upon you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. You are the body of Christ. Thanks be to God. Our sending song this morning is from the ELW hymn number 546, To Be Your Presence. May peace be with you this week. Amen.